Our reading this morning will be from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Jumping right into this morning's lesson. How can a Christian be an ambassador for Christ? As Alan just read the text, and the theme for this month has obviously been, since this is the end of the month, ambassadors for Christ. And specifically this morning, we want to talk a little bit about how we can be a Christian ambassador for Christ and how we personally, as Christian ambassadors, can represent ourselves as Christian and represent the kingdom of heaven. Some of the characteristics that we should have as ambassadors, we should represent the kingdom of heaven as we are Christian ambassadors. Google defines an ambassador as the highest ranking diplomat representing their home country in a foreign nation or an international organization. Ambassadors act as the primary spokesperson on behalf of their home country. Their duties include negotiating trade deals, strengthening diplomatic relations, and ensuring the safety of their home country citizens abroad while managing the embassy, the staff, and operations. It's fair to say that an ambassador is to represent their home country in a foreign land. Although the United States is not necessarily considered foreign territory, as Christians, we know this place on earth is not our final home. We're living in a dark, sinful world, but as Christians, we need to be that bright light within the world. The phrase ambassador for Christ is specific to the New Testament. However, the Old Testament contains themes that are particular to an ambassador's role. The ambassadorial role is deeply embedded into the Old Testament, even if the term officially ambassador isn't used directly. The prophets, the priests, and the leaders were all sent to speak, act, and to intercede on God's behalf. Those three actions guide the behaviors of believers who seek to be ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ by sharing the gospel and spreading God's word. Salvation is received through faith in Christ, yet belief begins with hearing the truth. And that truth must be shared by those who are sent to declare it. Again, in 2 Corinthians 5:20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. Paul encourages the Corinthians here to fully embrace their calling as Christ ambassadors, urging them to be reconciled back to God. The scripture uses the word implore. By Google, the definition is meaning to beg, to entreat someone urgently with a deep request. The imagery of an ambassador highlights the responsibility of carrying God's message with authority and integrity. Scripture discusses the spiritual battle Christians face and the importance of standing firm in the faith and unwavering dedication of spreading the gospel even in difficult circumstances. In the letter to the Corinthians, Paul discusses the ministry of reconciliation and uses the term ambassadors for Christ. In 2 Corinthians, starting in verse 18 through 20, all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors as though God were making his appeal through us. An ambassador, a respected official, acting as a representative for a given nation. Sent to a foreign land, the ambassador's role is to reflect the official position of the sovereign body that had gave them that authority. Writing to the Corinthians, Paul likes to his own calling that as an ambassador, he urges all Christians to consider themselves ambassadors for Christ. The gospel of reconciliation was always at the heart of Paul's preaching. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, as was written in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. Our reconciliation with God is possible only because Christ went to the cross and received the punishment for all of our sins. When our Savior cried out, "It is finished," the barrier between sinful man and the holy God was removed, making all those who trust in him holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, as read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 22. Our reconciliation is based on the salvation Jesus provides, and it is accepted by faith. John 3:16 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of your works, lest anyone should boast," as read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Christians are God's ambassadors in that they have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, as we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. In John 18:36 reads as follows, "Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here.'" As we go into the world today, as Christians, we represent another kingdom. It is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven as Christians. We are in this world, but we are not of this world, as we read in John 17:16. So as ambassadors for Christ, how should we represent the kingdom of heaven? As ambassadors, we have a job to do, an official job to do. We have an active role to play in representing the kingdom of heaven. As ambassadors, we need to make sure that we are wise. God's ambassadors should be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves, as referenced in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. The same scripture, the verse continued, Jesus explains that "I'm sending you and you will be like sheep amongst wolves." So we need to be smart as ambassadors, but not only smart, we need to be wise, but also as innocent and as gentle as doves. In this culture and time, back when the scriptures were written, snakes were symbolic of shrewdness and doves were very innocent, as often seen completely clueless to danger. But Jesus tells his followers to exercise whatever wide shrewdness they can to avoid conflict and danger without losing the dove-like innocence that will allow them to continue to proclaim the truth without fear. It will be hard. It's a hard balance to maintain both, but it will be necessary for the mission to be successful and be accomplished. Another thing we must be as Christian ambassadors, we must be empowered by the Holy Spirit, as mentioned in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus' work was to establish the means by which God's people could be saved through his death on the cross and his resurrection. The Holy Spirit's work is to spread the message that salvation is to be found in Jesus. As people accept Jesus, they join together in local groups, churches, which are part of the universal church of all believers. Jesus' work is finished. Another thing that we must do as Christian ambassadors, We must take the message of our King to the ends of the earth, imploring men and women everywhere to be reconciled to God. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. We need to take God's word and spread the gospel with others so that they can be saved. God is making his appeal to the world through his Christian ambassadors. Paul's work given to him by the Lord is to take the message of reconciliation with God through faith in Christ to as many people as possible. Just as a political ambassador lives in a foreign land representing the interests of their home country, so do Christians represent Jesus and his message to the world. As Christ's ambassadors, we must continue to implore all who hear it around the world to be reconciled back to God. By having their sins forgiven through faith in Christ's death in his place on the cross. God is not holding the sins of those who come to him through faith in Christ against them. And that's what the world needs to hear from those who are in Christ. When representing God's kingdom as Christian ambassadors, we have the responsibility to not only act as ambassadors, but to also represent the kingdom of heaven and share God's word and encourage others to be reconciled back to God through faith in Christ. We need to understand our identity as ambassadors. Ambassador is not a word that we often use every day, nor do you hear it every day. A role of an ambassador is to be sent to a country as its official representative for that foreign country. Currently, there are 195 existing countries, according to Google. That rules out the majority of the people alive. So it's worth considering why the Apostle Paul chose the word ambassador for us to consider. Reflecting on that word representation is something for us also to consider. For instance, when we represent something, we are the voice and the simple and the symbol of that said example. For an employer, let's say, for example, you're sent to a conference for your particular job. You're representing your company and the business. Another example that's more pertinent to here, state fair workers. When we're sent to the state fair, we're representing not only the congregation here, but we're also representing God and spreading his word. So for our walk with Christ, the stakes were significantly raised because we need to represent Christ in everything that we do and his voice and be a symbol for others. I imagine that some Christians in a social setting, for example, this is where they are tasked with representing the Christian values to the highest degree while we're here at church in the presence of others and Christians. Usually in these church settings, we get the most support and the most encouragement to live out our convictions, and the amount of friction is minimalized from our fellow brethren. However, many Christians seem to relax their religious convictions when not in church or around other Christians. This is the issue that Paul was warning us about. An ambassador is a representative no matter the time, date, or the location. The idea conveys that no matter where we find ourselves throughout any given day or time, our primary responsibility is to represent Christ in everything that we do. This includes when we're at home engaging with our families and friends, when we're at work interacting with coworkers, managers, students, or customers, as well as during the most simple activities, such as sitting in traffic or at the grocery store. We still need to be representing ourselves as Christian and representing the kingdom of God. It's easy in moments like this for us to begin rationalizing our thoughts and regarding being ambassador and simply giving that to a person that is responsible for those that are called to full-time ministry. For example, when we put the role of the ambassador strictly on pastors, elders, worship leaders, or missionaries, this outsourcing mindset is where many find themselves resolving that their job as Christians is simply to accept Christ as their savior, and monetarily support the full-time people that have been called to ministry. This mindset has been an effective trap for the devil, and it limits many Christians for Christ from truly reaching their plans God has for their lives. Being an ambassador first requires that we embrace our identity for that incredible call to be an ambassador. This also means debunking the tricks of the devil, which begin thinking that this is only for the select few that God has given this special anointing. Everyone who follows the plan of salvation, who confesses Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life, has assumed the role of being an ambassador for Christ. We should be leaning into this amazing gift that we've been given, and remember that no matter your setting or the company that you find yourself in or your personal circumstances, we are full-time ambassadors for Christ and thus need to represent him at all times in our lives. This mindset should drive us immensely as we choose to pick up our cross and to follow Christ every day. Another thing that we need to do, ambassadors are challenged with delivering difficult messages. During their visits, resistance can occur, and it is often in those moments that they remain true to the convictions that they represent. For Paul, sharing the gospel at any cost literally landed him in prison. And the incredible part is he didn't waver from his passion in the slightest way. For many Christians today, this is very difficult to visualize, as they are limited places in the world where you basically face personal persecution for sharing God with others. While these areas do exist, most of the time, it isn't fear of personal harm that holds us back from being an ambassador that we are called to be. It is the fear of what other people will think that paralyzes people from moving forward. It's amazing how the power of what other thinks impacts what we do in our decisions. When the thoughts creeping into our minds regarding what others will say begin to overpower our conviction from the Holy Spirit to speak the truth boldly, we find ourselves in a unique situation. Do we go with the flow, or do we remain silent? Or should we speak the truth knowing that it may result in personal judgment? Being an ambassador means that we must speak the truth boldly and never run from our responsibility to serve others by sharing the good news of the gospel. We need to embrace our heavenly citizenship as ambassadors. Where do you live? It's a simple question that we ask from time to time to strangers when you're trying to get to know somebody. It can be an easy icebreaker to get to know someone that you haven't met before. There can be a high level of pride associated with how we answer. An ambassador recognizes that they are on a specific mission and during that time that they are not at home. For diplomatic ambassadors, this means that while they are in another country, they are visitors, but not residents of that country, and thus they must remain focused on their purpose in that presence. In that same context, it is often that political, and they maintain diplomatic relationships to protect the country's best interests abroad and promote peace, cooperation, and a mutual understanding between the two countries. The environment that they find themselves in does not change who they are representing. For Christians, a fundamental truth that may be embraced is heavenly citizenship that awaits those who put their faith in Christ. The Apostle Paul makes it abundantly clear that our citizenship is not of this world. we have the hope of something much greater. It's easier to tie our emotions to our current surroundings. Thinking of the different places that I have called home in my life, they all have certain fond memories that I can reflect back on. From where I was raised in Cleveland, I think back to my childhood home and the peace and the security that it brought. And thinking of also the freedom that I had when I had my own apartment when I was in college. With those places having significant meaning and memories for me in my life, each of those places were a temporary holding spot for me on my journey to my eternal home in heaven. The temporary mindset is crucial to be successful as an ambassador. It's the mindset that sets you free from the traps of the world and keeps alignment on the eternal kingdom that will someday you will call home. We must maintain the heavenly citizenship mindset every day as you take steps of obedience and sharing the good news with others. Another thing that we must do as an ambassador, we must declare God's praises as his chosen people. Ambassadors have a process that they work through before being chosen to represent a given country. Ambassadors are chosen by their experience, their qualifications, and their political considerations. This process can vary depending upon the country that it includes, as it may include nominations, appointments, and confirmations and swearing in. The process is extensive and has a lot of moving pieces, but as Christians, this process is much different. Instead of working towards a bunch of different steps and going to committees to earn some righteous approval, God is available to everyone. He's available to all of us. We just need to seek him. As sinners, we deserve nothing but judgment and condemnation and separation from the Father. Yet God wants every single one of us in his kingdom. We are his creation, and our Heavenly Father wants a relationship with his children because we are his special creation. As I wrap up this morning's lesson, as children of God, we must all be ambassadors for Christ. We must take the steps daily to share the goodness of God with others, no matter the situation that we find ourselves in. This means that Sunday morning in church may be a great way for us to get encouraged, but after the final amen and after the final song has been sung, this is where the true work begins. It shows up when we begin looking for opportunities to speak the truth with other people. For example, at work, sharing the gospel, telling our coworkers that you're praying for them, sharing your personal spiritual experience and how you came to Christ. Maybe you're at the grocery store and you're interacting with strangers and they may not have a church home, and you can share where you worship at and invite them to services, or interacting and engaging with your neighbors. Declaring the praises of who they represent is what ambassadors do. I pray as Christians that we all live our lives in such a bold manner that we remember our distinct call to take the steps of obedience daily. You never know how the step that you take today could be the one that opens the door for someone to escape the snares of the devil and begin walking in the light of Christ. So embrace the calling. Lean into being ambassadors for Christ and speak truth boldly throughout your journey. So maybe you're here this morning as a Christian and you have been lacking in your ambassadorial duties. Or maybe you're here and you're not a Christian and you want to come forward and become an ambassador for Christ. If you choose to do so, please come forward at this time as we stand and sing the chosen song of invitation.